Live on the Freak Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios,
driven by General Tire.
It's Speed Freaks, motorsports radio redefined. With Kenny Sargent,
paging Dr. Douchebag,
Crash Gladys,
get in crash position,
and Statman.
Don't overdrive the car.
Here's the Freaks.
Coming off Freak.
Sunday night in the Freak Nation. How are you doing, man? At Speed Freaks on Twitter. We're there for you on Facebook or the website speedfreaks.tv. At speedfreaks.tv, you're going to hear some rumbling, some bumbling in the background. That's not me tripping over my feet. That's actually going to be some madness on a racetrack. What we've called for many, many years Laguna Seca, but it is now WeatherTech Raceway Laguna Seca.
Mm-hmm. And it's very hard to get into the new lingo, because you're right, it was Laguna Seca when we started our show back in the year 2000, and then it went to Mazda Raceway Laguna Seca, and now it's WeatherTech Raceway Laguna Seca. It's hard.
Statman here in the Freak Nation. Statman, have you gotten used to being able to say WeatherTech Raceway as of yet?
No. I talked to people just today and called it, I just call it Laguna Seca, right, and let everybody worry about it, you know? It's the same way with Sonoma. It used to be Sears Point, and then it was Infineon, and it just goes on and on. But, you know, Sears Point is Sears Point. Laguna Seca is Laguna Seca.
Yeah, you look at that. And again, I didn't mean to get off on a tangent here as we kick off Speed Freaks from Lucas Oil Studios on a Sunday night. But, yeah, we've called it Sears Point, and the Sonoma and Infineon, and now it's back to Sonoma. We always say Pomona. We don't say AAA of Southern California, blah, 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 Pomona drag strip. No, we say Pomona. It's what we say.
Yeah, same with California Speedway. I think it is AAA Auto Club Speedway. I mean, this is California Speedway. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's just how we roll. Freak Nation, a big, 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 big sports car race, the WeatherTech Sports Car Championship, going off at WeatherTech Raceway Laguna Seca. Thanks to our friends at Continental Tire. A big show for you tonight. Going to have a whole lot of sports car. Hell, no stock cars going off in Indianapolis, Crasher.
Oh, what a weekend.
You guys just can't get out of your own way in Indianapolis. With that, when there's a big race, has it happened before where, granted, this year IndyCar got off without a hitch? No issues on race day for rain.
Oh, yeah, no.
It
hottest
was a humid hell
year,
pit. Yeah. But then again, NASCAR rolls through there. It's the last race before the playoff.
This is the last race you would ever want to be delayed, because you are moving to the playoffs. The media obligations this year in Las Vegas, because that's where the race is next weekend, the media obligations all week are huge. This is the last thing people want to do, is to be stuck in the Midwest when you have to go out west. Actually, think about that. NASCAR should maybe think about this for next year. If... I mean, Mother Nature, you can do nothing about her. So if you're going to have a race be your last race of the regular season, then probably the first playoff race needs to be in the same vicinity. Like, keep it in the Midwest.
Because we talk about cost control when it comes into motorsports, Statman, and you've got these teams that are, of course, part of a movement that, look, man, it's not about the $20 and $30 million teams anymore. This is about trying to piece certain things together to where you don't have to pay that crazy money to go cross-country with certain races. I mean, why put it that race there, Crasher, in Indianapolis when you're right? You've got to come back out to the West Coast.
Well, the reason we know why they put the last race of the regular season in Indianapolis, they're trying everything they can to see what can bring fans to Indianapolis.
Got it.
Because it's an iconic track, but it just hasn't, besides the first couple of years of the Brickyard in the mid-90s, it has not drawn a good crowd, period. So they thought by putting it the last race to be of the regular season, the cutoff to get into the playoffs, storylines like, will Jimmy Johnson make it or not? And other drivers along that same line. But Jimmy Johnson, freaking seven-time champ, they thought this would draw a crowd. Well, the rain is screwing that up. But still, even if it's not Indianapolis that's the last race of the regular season, make that first race of the playoffs somewhat close to where that last race of the regular season is, because of the media that these drivers have to go through, and now you have minus one day to get there.
Statman, we got about a minute before we go into our affiliate rejoinment. your take on really the significance of the money that's going to be lost or that could be saved, well, depending on the situation.
I sent you a title of a car race, an email this week, that went on for like, 30 or 40 words. It took that many people to get the money necessary to put on the race, one. And two, you would think that the last thing they would want to do when they're having trouble drawing a crowd is that they would put a race in 300,000 seats. You would think they would try to put someplace where it's less than 100,000 seats, so at least it would look full. Makes no sense. But that's NASCAR.
But
Freak Nation, it's going to be a big show for you tonight. Thanks to our friends at Continental Tire. The Continental Tire Challenge was yesterday. We'll have one of the winners here in the Freak Nation. He'll be joining us.
Hugh Plum.
Also, conversations will continue in regards to Furniture Roll Racing. But let's rejoin some affiliates, freaks.
Speed Freaks, we promise to suck less. Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
The Freaks.
All right, to give you an update, you got Speed Freaks on a Sunday night, welcoming in another round of affiliates. How you guys doing, man? Speed Freaks from Mazda Raceway? No, it is WeatherTech Raceway, Laguna Seca. Continental Tire making sure that everything is fine and dandy for us with this IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship. A lot of winners coming on the next hour and 15 minutes. Thank you guys for being a part of this. Thanks to our friends at Continental Tire and Lucas Oil Crasher, the latest on the Cup race. Yeah, rained out. We have
and Xfinity. I mean, Indianapolis just had crap weather all weekend. So first you get the news that the Xfinity race is rained out and that they say, okay, we'll do that Monday morning. And then you thought there was a slim chance of good weather for Sunday. No.
Yeah.
So then early today, I mean, in my opinion, it was relatively early. They called the race for the Cup Series. Now both races are tomorrow. Both Xfinity. I think Xfinity goes off at 10 a.m. and then Cup after that.
And frankly,
so actually, too bang for your buck.
Yeah, frankly, Statman, what's wrong with that, man? You pay you pay one dime and you get two damn races on one day. Imagine that concept.
Well, maybe they ought to have one at the Lucas Oil Raceway while they're racing the other at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. They could do them both at the same time.
Oh, that would be tough.
The NASCAR world would explode.
They've only got three people, so they can put one at one track and two at the other.
Oh, so there you go, Freak Nation, for your Monday morning.
Oh, my gosh.
You've got NASCAR Cup Racing and, of course, Xfinity Race. You heard that from Crash Gladys. As this segment's brought to you by our good friends at Continental Tire. You go to ContinentalTire.com to find the righteous rubber for your righteous ride. Coming up in this show, a big show for you. We're going to talk more about Furniture Row Racing leaving NASCAR. You go out and win yourself a freaking championship, and then the following year, okay, the following year with another year included, you leave NASCAR. You ain't got the money. You don't have, with 5 Hour Energy gone, they had to pull the freaking plug. So more to that coming up here in the show. And again, thank you guys for being a part of this, man. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, all at Speed Freaks, and of course the website, speedfreaks.tv. Statman, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent, happy to be a part of this. And we can't say it enough. Continental Tire, thank you guys for making this possible. Coming up, more from WeatherTech Raceway, Laguna Seca, Speed Freaks Pits, and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Well, it's more than just a slogan. Anywhere is possible with General Tire. General Tire's Grabber X3 Mud Terrain Tire offers aggressive styling and is engineered for durability with innovative performance features that are ready to carry you through extreme mud, dirt, and, of course, rock-covered terrain. For extreme traction that's ready for anything and rugged style to match, look no further than the Grabber X3. Make your anywhere possible by visiting GeneralTire.com today. General Tire. Aggressively styling with Speed Freaks since 2001.
Lucas Complete Engine Treatment. It's a new multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. It's designed for use in both engine oil and fuel systems. It cleans and lubricates the entire gas or diesel fuel system from the tank to injectors. It contains special Lucas additives that cause the fuel to burn thoroughly and help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. It works.
This is going really well.
Yeah, so I guess you've heard then.
What? You mean that whole saving money with Geico thing?
No. That I'm actually a chess painter.
Pirate fans unite!
That was not on the profile.
So now you've heard. Geico. Saving people money on car insurance and now an official partner of Major League Baseball.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsport's biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
The Coxville Blockers, the Albuquerque Chupacabras, and the Arizona Pricks? Yeah, we got your attention now, don't we? These aren't real sports teams, but they are some of the most creative and funny sports logo t-shirts from Awesome Sports Logos. Each team has a history and a meaning behind it, like the Akron Rubbers, the Boston Accents, or the Cape Cod Scrod. And these t-shirts are awesome, made with the highest quality, 100% cotton available, and are just stupid soft. Grab your favorite city's t-shirt now at AwesomeSportsLogos.com and get awesome.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Speed Freaks on a Sunday night from the Mobile Lucas Oil Studios. Mazda Raceway Laguna Seca. It's not. It's WeatherTech Raceway Laguna Seca.
Hey, two segments into the show,
right.
And two intros away from commercial, and you've done the exact same thing. It is, though. It's so hard to retrain your tongue, your brain, your whatever.
I thought I did a pretty damn good job of covering for myself. I was just explaining that it's not Mazda Raceway Laguna Seca anymore. Now WeatherTech Raceway Laguna Seca. All right? Continental Tire, thank you guys for making this thing possible. Your WeatherTech Sports Car Championship and your overall race winner will be joining us in moments here at the Freak Nation.
We are literally, I'm just looking at all this Continental Tire signage, we are on the start-finish line.
Yeah.
Not too shabby.
Statman, you've had your share of time here in Laguna Seca. And just think about this. If you could take this track, Statman, and maybe put it, gosh, could you put this anywhere else and have the success, not just from a driver's point of view, but just really a fan's perspective of how much they enjoy this track and the reasons for coming to Monterey, California?
Now that's the point. You're in Monterey, California. I don't care if you're having a hopscotch contest. You're in Monterey, California. Same with Sonoma. You're around the corner from some of the best wine in the world, some of the best restaurants in the world. So, yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter where you what goes on there. You are going at a place where there's great views, great wine, great food, and great fun. The race is secondary.
Yeah, if you think about really what this region means to people, it's similar to Long Beach in that there's a party going on, and then there's a race. You have Central California, the coast, and then there's a race. And fortunately, like today's race was 2 hours, and it wasn't a four-freaking-hour race, so people can get back to drinking some of their damn wine.
Oh, come on. You know up in that corkscrew, there are bars, whether it's the official bar of WeatherTech Raceway Laguna Seca or not, there are bar setups all up and down that mountain. So, yeah, they're drinking.
Hey, Furniture Row. The news has been out for almost a week now where Furniture Row Racing and their demise, we know the story now, by now. Of course, Martin Truex wins the NASCAR Cup Championship and then is racing this year, still with the team, but there was talks early on about how they're trying to fund this team beyond 2018. 5-Hour Energy, they're gone, and 5-Hour Energy sponsored half of Furniture Row's racings in the Big Boy Cup Series. And frankly, the owner of Furniture Row Racing says, I can't fund this stuff out of my pocket. I'm not gonna go in debt. So we gotta close the team down. But what's not shocking about this is the story is similar. The concern about costs, the dependence on sponsorships, the volatility of all of this combined. I mean, not just NASCAR, even motorsports, it's an economic issue. I mean, all of these issues contributed to, of course, Furniture Row Racing announcing that they're going to cease operations. But it's not unique specifically to this era in motorsports. No. It's happened since we've been doing this thing. It happened well before Speed Freak Stat, man, where you've got big-name teams where these guys will go out and win, you know, big races, whether it's the Brickyard or the Indy 500 or the Pomona World Finals, and then next year, that team is gone.
Yeah, Erica Enders comes to mind. Since you brought up Pomona and NHRA drag racing, yeah, it's sponsorship with championship drivers you would think would be just an immediate constant, but no, it's not.
Statman, 1999, Ricky Rudd. This might ring a bell for you. He closed his race shop, sold his cars and equipment at an auction because, he was unable to find a sponsor to continue a team that won six races in six seasons, including the 97 Brickyard. And this is Ricky Rudd, a likable guy that could sell ice to an Eskimo. But the economics of racing have just changed. Stat?
Well, that this proves to you that there's so much going on in funding a team that you have the popularity of the driver, you got the popularity of the series, the expense of the sponsorship. You've got so much going on, racing and winning. And this is the defending champion of the number one, supposed number one series in America. And they're shutting their doors because they can't find enough sponsorship to keep afloat. That tells you how much is at stake, how much is going on, how much sponsors take into consideration when they think about writing a check. There's a lot going on.
It's a real problem with motorsports, and right now specifically with NASCAR. And maybe we can get into more detail with this conversation in the next hour, because I know we've got the winners of today's Continental Tire, America's Tire 250 coming up. But it's just, this is what CART and IndyCar went through in the mid-90s. They priced themselves out of the market, then they split, and that was a horrible 1-2 punch, and they're clawing to get back, and just now, what, 20 years later, they're maybe making it back. NASCAR priced themselves out of the market, and then all of a sudden, you know, what goes up must come down, and NASCAR's been on a downward trend, whether it's in TV ratings or in butts in the seats, actual attendance, or now sponsorship dollars. They could not sustain the lifestyle they were at in the early 2000s, and here's the reality of it, and it's a shame. It should not have to be this way.
Curious, who's going to buy that charter with Furniture Row Racing?
They were talking about Gibbs doing it at one time. I think I read that somewhere, and that maybe Truex might end up at Gibbs. That one of the well-funded teams would buy it so that they could get another car. See, this is part of the economics of the issue. Let's say it costs $10 to field a team. It's not going to cost $20 to field two teams.
Yeah.
And so they're going to maybe buy that charter, and then they might have enough money to work in, put another car on the track, and then be able to sell that car for X plus and turn it into a profit for themselves. I mean, this is a business, a very big business, and you better be careful when they try to tell you that this is a fun and games and a sport. It's a business, but completely.
You know, I know some people are saying there's no way Martin Truex Jr. has a chance to get into the number 41 at Stewart Haas Racing anymore, but I don't know. I don't see that as being a door that's completely closed. Yes, later on this past week, we saw a lot more of the talk of Martin Truex Jr. replacing Daniel Suarez as the driver of the 19, but I still think there's something there with Tony Stewart. I feel like there's something else there that this is not over with yet, and no contracts have actually been signed yet.
So it's so unique to sports, and just seeing this happen, it's still reverberating through the NASCAR garages and teams. So the NASCAR races, you didn't see them today because postponed because of rain. You've got both races, the Xfinity and the Cup Series, tomorrow morning, depending on really where you are, frankly. Is it 10 a.m. Eastern time when these races are?
Yes. Holy well, that's when the Xfinity race is supposed to kick off. Again, weather pending, whatever.
Mm. Freak Nation, coming up, we have yesterday's Continental Tire Sports Car Challenge winner, Hugh Plum, will be joining us in a couple of segments. And today's overall winner for the WeatherTech Sports Car Championship from the WeatherTech Raceway in Laguna Seca. And the Lucas Oil Studios, thanks to our friends at Continental Tire. Coming up, Speed Freak Spits, Lucas Oil Studios.
Good evening, my fellow citizens.
It's the Snapman. Let's get it.
To provide guidance to mankind.
It's cool to see IndyCar racing again in Portland last weekend. There were great races in the past with passing into turn one and through the S's and going into the last turn complex before the long drag strip in front of the grandstands. We didn't see a lot of that in this race, though. The downforce on the current IndyCar allows almost anyone to drive it, but it also makes passing difficult. My racing tastes lean more toward drivers who can navigate about anything and don't need aero aids to help them keep the cars planted. Still, it took me back to a different time when drivers drove and passed each other when they wanted and raced for wins. They didn't outlast the competition with fuel strategies and tire maintenance. But I'm an old man. What do I know? Portland International Raceway had surrendered itself to SCCA regionals and rally weekends in recent years. Hopefully, Portland can be back again next Labor Day and start another tradition in American racing. We need it. This one felt good. Peace.
Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio. Redefined.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003, 800-485-6003, 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539, 800-598-0539, 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. Again, thank you guys for hanging out with us. Lucas Oil Studios. And again, thank you Continental Tire for making this thing possible. As we are part of the WeatherTech, and I've been saying it since I landed here in Monterey, Central California. You go through Laguna Seca, and then they become Mazda Raceway. Now it's back to, it's WeatherTech Raceway, right?
Kenny, we're on the start-finish line. You can look at it every time you say it.
I understand that. But it's always Laguna Seca. And the reason I bring that up is with Johannes van Overbeek and people here in the Freak Nation, do you guys ever give a damn about what the name of the raceway is? For instance, you look at the trophy from your race win today. That was at Laguna Seca. Does it matter to you, or is it just another freaking race win for you?
Only if they're paying me.
Right.
But think about that. Keep the mic up to you. Come on. But that's true, because look at the logos from time to time. If it's maybe a conflict to your partner, don't you?
Yeah. You know, on one hand, being from Northern California, I always call Sears Point Sears Point. Yep. It used to be Infineon, and now it's Sonoma Raceway, but it's just Sears Point. But the flip side is, you know, tracks like this, like Sonoma, you need a corporate partner to help pay the bills and put on events like this. And without that funding, sometimes it doesn't happen. So it's a double-edged sword.
That's where I'm leading to in this, in that it's so important for sponsors here in the Freak Nation and for you guys as well. Patron, at this point, unless you guys say something different, they're leaving sports car racing. They're leaving racing. But I think I heard people say that there might be a chance that either the team or the sponsor is coming back. What were you talking about off mic?
No, for sure. It's unfortunate to say that Patron's leaving sports car at the end of the year, but Extreme Speed Motorsport, they are fighting hard to be back next year. They have such a great car, as we've shown today, such a great team with mechanics that need the job, and they work really hard. So it's a top-level team that would be very sad to finish at the end of this year. What I can say is they're working hard. I really hope they're back next year, even though sponsors might change. But it's part of the game. Big companies come and go to the sport, and we are thankful that Patron was here for as many years as it was. And no regrets whatsoever. Just a big thank you to them. And hopefully SM can work something out for next year. I'll be cheering for them.
And both of you guys, in post-race quotes, have made mention of the fact how, this is the second-to-last race of the season, and with this group together, you guys are both moving on to different teams because after the news, you had to find gainful employment for 2019. So describe how much this win means for you guys with that in mind as well.
It means a lot because not only I'm moving team, but we've had so much success together, myself and Johannes. We won Daytona, two-time Sebring, Road America, now Laguna. So what an amazing time we've had together. So this team is amazing, obviously, working with these guys. They work so hard through difficult moments like this year where we DNF so much. But now here with the second win, even though we're not fighting for the championship, you can see how hard they work. So, it's sad in a way, but in other hand, it's nice to be finishing this chapter with a win, which is the positives that we're going to take away and not the negatives. And, of course, it's an amazing moment, and hopefully we can win another one, which slipped away at the last minute last year at Petit.
Yeah, there's one more to go. Johannes, how do you go into the final race of the season at Petit? And, this is your chemistry now, and then, oh, my gosh, got to change things up next year.
Well, you just focus on one step at a time. As Pipo said, we were really good at Atlanta last year, and we have been traditionally. So this year should be no different. We'll be joined by Timo Bernhard, who's a great guy and obviously good behind the wheel. So I'm optimistic that we'll end on a high note for ESM Patron.
Oh, without question.
Hold on just a second. Now, but that's a lot of coach speak that you just threw in there.
Oh.
You're a badass, Ioannis. Look what you did today. I just don't picture you talking like a coach. Coach, right? You just give me as much. Let me check this off. Check this off. Okay, we're run as hard as we can. And but you guys are race car drivers, and I just don't expect you to really truly believe what you said. And that you want to say, I want to kick ass every time in that race car. This is a home track to me. We used to call it Laguna Seca. Now it's freaking WeatherTech. Listen to what he said and where you guys are. I mean, this means a freaking lot to you guys. Because,
yeah, but you know, everyone's different. But I've been in so many situations where, you know, if you get too emotional, you get too wrapped up in it. You know, it can cut either way. And I've been in too many situations where, you know, you've got 20 minutes to go and something goes wrong, car breaks or there's some kind of problem and teammate crashes.
As people whispers to him in his ear.
I've never blamed him once for that. Because
y'all make it up.
Not a once. You know, you just get, my approach is keep an even keel and work as hard as you can, and whatever happens, happens.
Okay, but we're going to get emotional tonight, I hope, because this is wine country, and of course, I mean, we're all aware of that, but you're even more aware of it, Ioannis. How can you guys, with this win, turn wine country into tequila country? Tonight.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I was going to push him into tequila. Tomorrow he has a bike ride, so I'm going to make sure he doesn't go. But I think that's going to be difficult because this guy loves cycling, but we'll give it a try, right?
That's right. I am recovering from the stomach flu, so I'm not sure tequila would be the best additive.
Okay.
One of the few times that Patron's not the best additive.
I did notice you were not in the car as much as Pipo. Is it because you were sick?
Yeah, I mean, you know, this weekend's really about Pipo. I wasn't at the track other than the infield care center yesterday at all yesterday and drove very little today.
How many laps did you get in today?
I don't know how many laps, but it was 25
the
minutes,
minimum
30
time?
Minutes. No, minimum's 10.
Oh, wow.
But only thing I hope I helped with was avoiding that big wreck, and the rest of it is this young man.
Wow.
That's huge.
Yeah,
that is balls. Regardless if it's a 2 or 4 or 6 or 20-minute race, just the fact that you had the wavels to get in that car. Because right now you probably don't feel 50%, do you?
I feel a lot better after winning.
So how are you? I mean, when you're in the pits and you're watching this, you're hearing people on the radio. I mean, your stomach isn't normal anyway. I mean, how can you contain yourself?
Well, again, it's just keeping an even keel. It's like I joked with one of the crew.
But you're sick. You can't keep it even keeled.
When there was 25 minutes to go, I mentioned to one of the crew guys, I wish that there was a fast forward button. Let's just get this over with.
But that's a good point, though. You talk about wanting to run through this damn thing. But with you being sick, and again, you winning this big race on those Continental tires, don't you feel that having yourself there on the sidelines, whether it was 20 or 25 minutes, was important to this guy over here, even though it was a limited time behind the wheel?
I mean, I can't speak for Pipo, but I'll try and say I'm sure the only thing he's thinking about is passing that next car in front of him and putting down good laps. That's all he's thinking about. Am I wrong?
Well, Pipo, get on the mic and talk about that. Explain what you did. Our view right here from the start-finish line isn't that great, and we're working on our computers the whole time. So I'm watching it on Twitter, and I see P11, and then out of nowhere I see P6, and then all of a sudden I just see you climb and climb and climb. What was your mental input? I mean, what was going on in your head? This is not an easy track. This track gets covered by sand a lot. Grip can be an issue. How did you handle this?
Yeah, first of all, I have to say that this is a team sport. So without my team, without my teammate, we wouldn't have achieved anything. So, you know, sometimes you have a teammate who's sick or something, he can't drive as much. But in the end of the day, if he doesn't bring the car back home in one piece and give it to the other guy in a condition to go and fight, you're never going to finish up front. So big thanks to Ioannis. Tried hard, made a few passes on track. Corkscrew was a nice move. The team did a fantastic job on the pit with some strategy with tires, changing only the rears, not all the four. So we made also a few positions there. So I mean, everything just came together today for a victory. You know, it's the whole puzzle came together, and we managed to finish up front. But like I said before, if it wasn't for Ioannis, the guy on the wheel, the guy who puts the fuel, and the guy on the strategy, we wouldn't have made it. So really, really happy.
Every time you pass another driver, though, do you just flip him off and go, okay, gotcha?
Well, I tell you what, the driver that we had a contact with in the beginning that made me spin, and I went all the way to the back, and then I caught him again and overtook him. I didn't do that because that's ugly and not nice, but my feeling was to do that. That's for sure.
I know that fire is inside you. You just want to be like, urgh.
Yeah, sometimes you have to content yourself. I was already happy that I was overtaking him after spinning, so that's already a positive, I guess, and it gives you a nice feeling inside. If I wouldn't have caught him, then it would have made my life a little bit worse. But
ever a shot that you would call it saying, "Look, Johannes, you need to sit this out. I've got someone to jump in the seat because you really are sick." Who would have made that call?
No, I told him this morning. I sent him a message. I said, "Are you ready to drive?" He said, "Yeah, I've been cleared." I said, "Even if you weren't, you would jump in that car and you would drive."
So competition.
Lucky him, he was ready to do it, and he did an amazing job. So big thanks to him.
Off the record, were you really cleared, or are you just saying that?
I was, yeah. No, I was benched.
I'm kidding when I say off.
Oh, yes. No, I was officially benched yesterday because I was so dehydrated and...
That's gnarly, man.
Yeah, it was not good.
My 4.5-year-old is dancing around behind you. I hope she didn't hear this interview, because when I claim to have stomach flu, I'm sitting my ass on the couch, bro, ham. I am not going to spend 2 hours in a freaking car. That's absolute balls. Yeah. That is absolute balls of you, man.
Both of you guys today. Wow.
Johannes Van Overbeek, and of course, Piranha.
He drove like a piranha today. People, he ate everybody else up on the track.
Pipo Durrani joining us here in the Freak Nation. It's nuts what you guys did. Congratulations, man.
Thanks for having us.
Good to have you here in the Freak Nation. Coming up next, we have another winner, of course, in those Continental tires. His name is Hugh Plum here in the Freak Nation. Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Lucas Complete Engine Treatment. It's a new multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. It's designed for use in both engine oil and fuel systems. It cleans and lubricates the entire gas or diesel fuel system from the tank to injectors. It contains special Lucas additives that cause the fuel to burn thoroughly and help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. It works.
What's up? It's Kenny Sargent. For my motorsports fix, bam, I turn it on MAV TV. MAV TV, a network loaded with car and motorcycle shows, motorsports events, and exclusive automotive reality shows like Full Custom, Wrench Wars. What about drag boats? They got them. Off-road, sprint cars, pro pulling league, motocross, they're all on MAV TV. It's the answer for those jonesing looking for some automotive action. Don't get MAV TV? Call your local provider and get it. Check them out at MAVTV.com on Twitter and Facebook. MAV TV is motorsport.
This is going really well.
Yeah, so I guess you've heard then.
What? You mean that whole saving money with Geico thing?
No. That I'm actually a chess painter.
Pirate fans unite!
That was not on the profile.
So now you've heard. Geico. Saving people money on car insurance, and now an official partner of Major League Baseball.
It's more than just a slogan. Anywhere is possible with General Tire's wide variety of tires for whatever it is that you drive. Whether you're looking for off-road capability balanced with impressive on-road performance or ultra-high performance offering all-season traction designed with a driving enthusiast in mind, General Tire has what you need to get where you're going. General Tire, proving anywhere is possible with Speed Freaks since 2001.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports' biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV.
Grab it and hold on tight.
The Texas Roadkill, the San Francisco Swallows, and the Arizona Pricks? Yeah, I got your attention now, don't I? These aren't real sports teams, but they are some of the most creative, funny sports logo t-shirts from Awesome Sports Logos. Each team has a history, a meaning behind it, like the New Orleans Curse or the Nashville Bootleggers. And these t-shirts, they are awesome, with the highest quality 100% cotton available and are ridiculously soft. Grab your favorite city's t-shirt now at AwesomeSportsLogos.com. That's AwesomeSportsLogos.com and get awesome.
You're listening to Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio Redefined.
What two words does Kenny Sargent drop on Danica Patrick?
Stink fist. What did I hear, Danica?
Tool.
Hi-yo!
Now, some advice from Dale Jr.
Sargent, stay away from that 16-ounce can of dumbass, will you?
From the Lucas Oil Studios, Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. Thank you guys for hanging out, man. The website, speedfreaks.tv. You missed the end of the show. That's where you go. Monday morning, man, we'll have it up there for you. We're on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, radio.com, SiriusXM. You can't miss us. Plenty of affiliates across the country. 18 years we've been doing this, man. Oh, boy.
We're old.
WeatherTech Raceway, thank you Continental Tires for making this thing possible. A lot of conversations still going on about NASCAR, Furniture Row, leaving NASCAR after the end of the season with your champion, Martin Truex. Martin Truex hasn't signed anywhere as of late. Crasher speculates it's going to be Tony Stewart, where Martin Truex just might land.
And I know, it's already been written, he's going to Gibbs.
Right.
There's no contract signed yet.
The good thing about sports car racing is you've got, depending on really where you go, whether it's Daytona 24, the Glen here, you've got at least two races, then some other feeder series. So you may have 5 to 6 races on any given 3-day weekend, Friday through Sunday, right?
This weekend at WeatherTech Raceway Laguna Seca, you've got a minimum of 5 races. There was something else on Friday. I think there's 6 races total this weekend within 1, 2, 3, 4 different series.
So today, let's just say today's WeatherTech Sports Car Championship, this is the big boy series, all right? But yesterday, the IMSA Continental Tire Sports Car Challenge, you can call it what you want. You can call it a feeder series. You can call it AAA of racing. But frankly, these drivers in the Continental Tire Sports Car Challenge, they're just as good as these drivers in the big boy series and the prototypes and so forth, that if you put them in equal cars, who's going to win? And my point is it's really whoever the better driver is. It doesn't matter if it's a AAA perceived team or the big boy series. You follow me here?
I mean, a perfect example is Hugh Plum that we're going to talk to, and his brother Matt have run in both the Continental Tire Series and in the IMSA WeatherTech Series, and a number of drivers run in both. Manufacturers want to be in either one, yeah, to be able to display the prowess of their car against their number one competitor in the showroom.
And Statman's talking about Hugh Plum, and in typical fashion when it comes to the Continental Tire Sports Car Challenge, it comes down to the last 10 minutes. And this one, again, comes down to the last freaking lap, and Hugh Plum joining us
corner lap
now on the Freak Nation. And Hugh Plum, of course, your winner from yesterday afternoon with the Continental Tire Sports Car Challenge. And this is incredible again, Hugh. coming down to not just the last 10 minutes, the last lap, but frankly, the last corner to win this race?
Yeah, a little bit less than the last minute. It was basically two turns to go where we were able to go from, well, beginning, taking you back, beginning of the last lap, we were able to push. So we had kind of been in conservation mode up until the last lap, and I got the order from my crew chief, Joe Vardy, that we were good on fuel and to go for it. So Mercedes in front of me for third place, got around him, or that was for second, and then split another class car and the leader coming in to two corners to go to take the lead. So, yeah, it came down to the wire.
Hugh Plum, my understanding is you had to ask if you won the race after 2 hours. You still didn't know that you crossed the finish line first.
Yeah, you know, things that you've got so much going on in the car. You know, in the last 20 minutes, I really didn't know where I actually stood because I was in such fuel conservation mode, and I just knew we had to protect our place in the points championship. And I knew I was up there because I could somewhat see the leaderboard screen off in the corner of my eye. I couldn't look at it for long enough, but I knew we were kind of hovering in the top six. I didn't really know we were in the top three. And lo and behold, a couple laps to go, I asked. And then once we did what we did on that last lap there, I was able to, yeah, two corners to go. I knew where we were in the last two laps. So it was hectic. It was, an hour in the car of just off the pressure.
Wow.
As it always is.
Hugh Plum, you're leading the Continental Tire Sports Car Challenge points. You're just about an inch from the title. All you have to do is show up at the last race in Atlanta, and you'll get all the necessary points to solidify everything. But Hugh, Laguna Seca was a massive win. Massive. And you did it without having to mash the gas to the floor. That alone takes a lot of discipline, doesn't it?
It does. You know, we've been second in this championship so many times. I think five times I've been second in the GT and in the WeatherTech Series championship as well. And, you know, it takes so much time, commitment from really the whole team. I mean, this is not about me. This is my team owner. This is, you know, 20 crew guys. This is guys that have devoted their, you know, really their lives to our team. So I'm just a small kind of microcosm within the team, and I just have to do what I do, you know, and hopefully, you know, if the stars are aligned right, we show up and we take the championship at Road Atlanta. But this has not been an easy year. We kind of started out Mercedes' first year in this championship in the GT4 Mercedes-Benz, and we weren't where we thought we'd be, and it's been a long road of the balance getting to where this car is competitive, and it has been as of late in the last four or five races, and we've been able to capitalize on that. So it's been a great ride here in the last month and a half of the season.
Hugh Plum, did Mercedes promise you a new car if you won the championship? That's got to be out there in your stocking for Christmas at least, right?
You think maybe, you know, I get a nice Christmas card at least. you know, I think I get the job done, and then maybe I ask them for I don't know, what would you get?
I don't know. I'd want a full-size car. I wouldn't want a die-cast. They might promise you a
yeah.
Sure, Hugh, you get this championship. We'll send you a brand-new AMG black model.
Yeah.
And you get a little
box. And get
your
glue gun out.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's pretty
right.
Cool.
Well, it it's better than not winning the championship. That's the first order that I have, and I guess once we get that, I do get nice phone calls from Mercedes-Benz on Monday morning, so I've had two of those, and maybe I get another one tomorrow morning.
Hugh, your brother Matt is also in the championship, and I thought it was really cool to see him greet you in Victory Lane yesterday. But let's be honest, there has to be some competition between the two of you where, let's say, Thanksgiving table this year, you pop your collar and say, "Hey, familia, I'm the dude now." But let's be honest, there has to be some competition between the two of you where, let's say, Thanksgiving table this year, you pop your collar and say, "Hey, familia, I'm the dude now."
Yeah, you know, it always comes back to, you know, what we say to each other in our within our family, you know, at Thanksgiving. So, you know, we've got a great amount of respect for one another and driven on the same team as one another with Rumbum a couple of years ago. You know, he was one of the teams that I was second in the championship with, like I said, in 2015, also back in, 2006, we were also second in the championship. So a lot of respect for one another. He's the best, one of the best in the business. You know, this year I've just been able to, you know, luck, team. Like I said, there's a lot that goes into this, a lot of pieces of the puzzle. So unfortunately, he hasn't had that same degree of fortune this year, but he has the most winning driver in this series as we stand. Hopefully I'm somewhere right behind him, and maybe I can do something about that here in the next race.
Hugh Plum, third win in the Continental Tire Sports Car Challenge this year, won at Laguna Seca yesterday, leading the points in the GS category, and can win the championship just by showing up at Atlanta in, 2 weeks?
I believe it's the weekend of October 9th, 10th weekend.
All right, so you're not...
Or maybe
you're not,
12th. You're not, my agent here says 12th, 13th of October.
All right, so you're not planning any championships. Joe Vardy has got, your crew chief has got some championship DNA in him too. So you're not planning anything, though, until you actually get the declaration, right?
That's correct. I mean, you know, as I said, way too much can happen. But for sure, I've got the best in the business with a great team owner like Ted Giovannis and his foundation. It does so much work for cancer research, you know, just a lot of great people around me. And obviously Joe Vardy with his winning DNA, and I do what he tells me to, and for a mastermind involved, he's usually got the recipe for a win. So I do what I'm told.
You do what you're, and that's what a driver should do, whatever he's told. Congratulations.
Exactly.
Hugh Plum.
Because we're recyclable, us drivers. That's what Joe tells me.
Right. Hugh Plum won the race, Continental Tire race at Laguna Seca Saturday, and in with Team TGM and a Mercedes, and it was so close he didn't even know he won. He had to ask the crew over the radio, "We won this thing, right?" Hugh, congratulations. It was a big win, and your first championship is right over the horizon.
Thank you so much, and thanks to all your followers, and I look forward to talking to you again soon. Thank you.
Hugh Plum here on the Freak Nation, your winner from yesterday afternoon's Continental Tire Sports Car Challenge from the WeatherTech Raceway, Laguna Seca. That just rolls right off the tongue like nothing.
It is hard.
Statman, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent, thank you guys for hanging out. And before we get into the second hour of the Freaks, real quick, stat man, you're relishing in the fact that your Cleveland Browns, who a lot of folks even say not just going to get above the 500 mark this year, that just might make the postseason, they tie the Steelers overtime, and they tie the Steelers. Are you salivating with this?
No, because we had a chance to win it in overtime. We had a chance to win it in regulation. So after week one, we're already 0-2. I mean, it just, that's Cleveland frustration.
It's not a loss. It's
What'd
a
you
tie.
Say? After the first week, you're already 0-2?
Oh, because they had two chances to win, and they lost both.
God.
You gotta be a Browns fan to understand that math.
Are people already clamoring for Baker Mayfield after what Tyrod did? Or Tyrod?
Tyrod, yes, get it right.
No, I don't think so. I mean that I don't think so. I mean, Taylor still had a chance to win, and he directed them down. And
right.
In fact, he didn't block the field goal or miss the field goal in overtime. So he had it. You know, he was in the game.
Yet it's. We talked about this on our local show here in Phoenix, and again, I got about a minute to wrap this thing up. How the Diamondbacks did their fans a disservice by not necessarily closing the gap, but really picking it up in August when they had a chance to really pull away from the Dodgers and the Rockies, and now they're just continuing to suck hind boob over the last couple of weeks. Now that the National Football League is on, like the Diamondbacks, like a lot of Major League Baseball in other cities, not a whole lot of people are going to be paying attention to baseball, even to motorsports to a degree, because football is on. The NFL and college football is full-fledged, and everything else takes a freaking back seat.
Well, take the rained-out NASCAR races at Indy, both of them, Xfinity and Cup. Take that out of the equation and take this sports car race out of the equation. All the other series in America were not racing tonight, today, tonight, whatever. And, yeah, NFL is king, and everyone knows it.
Freak Nation, coming up next hour, a freaking flashback for you. More on Furniture Row Racing leaving NASCAR. You got your Statman Scat, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent, and again, Statman on a Sunday night from Lucas Oil Studios. Thank you, Continental Tire, for making this thing possible. Second hour of the Freaks coming up on the Freak Radio Network.
Who's who in motorsports?
Hey, this is Tony Stewart,
Ricky Carmichael,
Dale Earnhardt Jr., and
Big Daddy Don Gurley,
Manuel Castroneves,
Vince New,
Mario Andretti,
Jeremy McGrath,
Jimmy Johnson,
Dal Unser Jr.
I'm Jim Neighbors.
Well, God.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.